All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I hate to break the fishing news after Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Episode 282 of the Real Life Podcast, brought to you by Oodle Noodle. All your noodle-related memes on Oodle Noodlegram. Make them part of your playoff rotation. Get them in there. Get it in ya more than once a week during the playoffs. That should be your goal. Some people grow beards. Your goal should just be to eat more Oodle Noodle. Jay Chalmers, Bag Milk, and the man who still owes me $50 on the pod.
What happened?
I don't have $50 from you. That's what's happening.
Really?
That's the update. I do not.
There must be a problem at the... Really? Are you sure you checked your email?
I'm going to check
it now.
I'm going to check it right mobile
now.
Banking.
Check right it right now. Probably just came through. Just came through. Check the timestamp on it.
Check every 10 minutes for the next 3 hours.
Yeah. Check it again.
I got nothing.
Nope. Okay. Nothing. Perfect. Perfect. It already got bounced once.
Okay. The rule is if you don't pay me by game one and the Oilers win the cup, I keep the money.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Don't worry, you're getting money.
And I also didn't really want to put $50 on the Oilers.
And you still owe $50.
Must have been a problem with the money wiring factory.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
Bag Milk, remember when we used to wire money to Iraq?
Yeah. Yep.
For the cat writer for our cat blog we owned together?
Yep.
Remember how sometimes we'd send him money and it wouldn't arrive?
Yep.
This is like that, except I didn't send the money yet. I'm just fucking with you, M-Chat.
At one point, you guys thought that internet that things about cats on the internet were such big business that you bought a cat blog ran by a guy in Iraq.
Well, no, he had a contractor in Iraq, you see. And it was going really good until we actually were a victim of our own success and shared a video that was a cat seeing its dead owner on a phone, like a real video. And the cat like went across the room and like laid down next to the phone, as I recall, Bag Milk.
Yep.
And we shared this video. And how many views was it getting? It was going wild.
Millions.
We had over a million fans on Facebook of our cat blog. And then it got hit with sanctions because it turns out the entire video was fake. And Zuckerberg clapped us with sanctions so that we weren't allowed to have videos shared to our group anymore. And Bag Milk, then we stopped sending money to Iraq, if I recall.
There was no money to send to Iraq, my friend. It was there were dusty days down there, unfortunately.
The Iraqi guy was a contractor, and I had to, my accountant's like, you can't wire money to Iraq like this. Like, it's going to put you on a list, and you're already on a list. So I was like, oh, okay, no problem. So I phoned the RCMP and like talked to the right division and officer. And I was like, I'm wiring a fair sum of money to Iraq every month for legitimate reason. Who do I speak to? And the guy was like, oh, and I could hear that kind of rustling in the background. He's like, well, why are you paying the guy money?
He's like, tap the phones.
They're just, the phones. No, just come, hold on. Just come down to the station and let's talk this through. Yeah.
No problem. I'm like, I will, because everything's like legit. He's a cat blogger. And the officer was like, I'm sorry, a what? I'm like, a cat blogger. You can look at our website, Meow Post. I could hear laughing. Called? Yeah. I could hear laughing in the background of multiple RCMP officers laughing. And then the guy was like, oh, yeah, no, don't worry. You're fine. And then he hung up. But then Zuckerberg got us. So oh,
no,
end of Meow
no
Post.
Shit. Like you actually follow at the Meow Post on Instagram.
There you are. There you are.
Is this thing still going?
No, we just sold it. It broke, and then we kind of fixed it, yeah. But we don't care. So Bag Milk masterminded a sale.
I would like to know what initial investment into the cat world was, and then what the ROI on that whole thing was.
In this particular instance, yes. I wouldn't say this goes in the Hall of Fame of making money. However, if you look at it big picture, we learned about there's this thing on Facebook called Facebook Instant Articles, where you write an article, but you publish it through this special part of Facebook, and Facebook sells your advertising for you. And we didn't know how to do this, Bag Milk and I, until we saw this cat blog for sale. And so we actually applied a lot of learnings from Meow Post to The Nation, if I recall correctly, Bag Milk.
That's correct, yes.
So you gained more in learning capital than you did in actual
No, in real money, too. Like, we made enough money for The Nation. We made enough money for The Nation since we bought this cat website that it more than dwarfs the losses of the cat website.
I'll tell you one thing, though, Chalmers. If there's one thing that really gets me going during the day, it's getting up and writing a bunch of cat blogs. You know?
Yeah, I bet.
Did you write cat really blogs gets at one point?
I did. I wrote plenty that really of gets cat blogs.
The creative juices flowing.
Did you feel like you were cheating on Frank?
The interesting thing is that I'm really indifferent towards cats. So pretending that I was really excited about them and writing the news about cats, the news du jour, it was an interesting challenge.
Did you think a lot about the people that were reading your stuff and what they were probably like a little bit?
Hundreds of thousands of people, Chalmers. The comments on cat blogs are the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. It's like, look at this gray cat. It has four legs. And little old ladies are like, beautiful baby. It's so weird.
You're like demographic is somebody who wears slippers and pajama pants pretty much all day.
For real. And it's like, what a lovely baby. Peace in the world. And Bag Milk and I are like, this isn't so bad at all.
Positive vibes.
No, it's positive actually, vibes. To be honest, the comments on that project were just so much nicer and friendlier than what we get at The Nation. It was actually a nice little reply.
Well, that's just what don't F with cats is all about. You
exactly.
You don't say anything bad about cats, so of course it's going to be all positive.
Exactly.
What's the Facebook group, Chalmers? I love or Bag Milk, is it I love cats?
I love my creative cat is one of them.
Creative. I see the whole
cat. We bought it. Yeah. I love my cat. What was the other Facebook group?
Meow Post. Yeah.
Chalmers, if you're ever looking to talk to about 1.1 million old ladies in the United States, boom, I got you.
I don't want to.
I got you. Should we tell them what we're doing now, Bag Milk, seeing as this has totally just come to bear that we're talking about our offline projects?
If you want.
Chalmers, what if I told you me and Bag Milk are getting into space business news?
Well, I would say that I'm buying stock in space right now. Yeah. So
are you really? What are you doing?
Well, no, not actually physically. Like, you know how you can buy fake stock and things that you think are just going up? Like in the playoffs right now, I'm buying stock on the Florida Tampa series because it's clearly gonna
you're go mentally pat. Buying stock on
you're
it.
Mentally buying stock on things. So yes, space so hot right now.
Space business though, that's the difference. We just bought the domain name on the weekend, but it doesn't do anything yet. Space biz news, and we're going to aggregate news about people investing in space, not the science of space, just the business of space. And rather than writing articles about cats, we're going to aggregate space business news articles.
Are you going to get Neil deGrasse Tyson on one day? And that, will that be the coup de grace for the whole
thing? We will just aggregate his available articles already in society. Correct.
Wow.
So years from now, when space is a more developed industry, Bag Milk and I will have already been a fly on the wall for 20 odd years, aggregating news and learning about interesting shit.
Very nice.
And very then we're going to invest the money we make in very shady cryptocurrencies that will probably all go bust.
Shibu Inu or Shibu
the craziest shit. There's one called Cum Rocket, the grossest shit you can imagine. These kids are naming it. We're getting in, expecting to lose, like we lost in the Meow Post business originally. We're here to learn.
One of these is going to hit, though. You know, you can't chase the dragon if you're out there swinging.
We're here to learn.
As per Bag Milk, stay tuned for Nation Coin.
Yes,
Nation Coin.
Honestly, Chalmers, I called Jay and I pitched this idea to him very, very seriously for when we have an app going as the way that our readers and citizens can make transactions. And we're going to do it with Nation Coin.
Yeah.
Like, could you buy a hat set of Nation Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
Exactly.
What exactly are readers going to be buying/selling to each other?
Nation gear.
If you could buy Nation gear, you could participate in like drafts or games or whatever.
We could comment of the night.
Yeah, like originally Dogecoin was made as a joke token, and people on Reddit would tip each other Dogecoin because they were relatively valueless at the time. They'd be like, that comment was hilarious. Here's 3 Dogecoin, which cost, you know, a sixth of a cent 4 years ago. So
we could bet each other using our own crypto coin.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just fun. It's a different way of interacting with each other in 2021.
Do you know what rapper right now who is basically making his own island?
Boy, you picked a bad time to freeze out, Chalmers.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, sorry. Do you know what rapper who's making his own island oasis for himself has his own currency named after him? Which rapper?
Nas.
Ja Rule.
Akon. It's called Acoin.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
Smart.
Nas branding almost, right there.
Nas just got mega rich off crypto, Chalmers. One of these shady-ass coins got him involved for like an endorsement deal. And he basically did the 50 Cent Glacio thing, but with crypto.
Can I ask you a question as someone who I know is a rap connoisseur like myself? Have you seen, so Nas and Jay-Z, clearly a history of beef, long standing.
Beef sells records.
Just came out with a new song together with DJ Khaled. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not
Country Club
great.
Rap. Charles.
Not
it's called Country great. Club Rap.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do your first thing together after a long-standing beef, it's surely not that.
50 Cent goes, I don't want to hear all these rich-ass old rappers doing country club rap. And that's what it is. It's like, you ever had a $50,000 bottle of scotch? You ever wear 100,000 pair of shoes? Like,
the video is just them sitting around a blackjack table playing enormous amounts of money, smoking way too big cigars in tuxedos. And it's like, what are we doing?
So relatable.
If you want to talk about a great rap album, have you heard The Offseason by J. Cole?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Download that, Chalmers.
Yeah.
Well,
J. Cole is excellent.
All right.
You listen to that, Bag Milk?
Yeah, I downloaded it this morning. The beauty about the old streaming services, you know? I get the notifications when the new hip-hop albums hit the wire, you know?
I'm amazed you're listening to that, your M-Chuck. You're pretty street.
Me and your M-Chuck send each other music all the time, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge hip-hop fan.
What?
You didn't know this? I feel like we've talked about it.
He goes to bed at 7 p.m., but huge hip-hop guy.
My personality has layers.
I respect it.
Like an onion.
You too.
And
you're
a very interesting
human, your M-Chuck.
If you talk about hip-hop enough with your M-Chuck, he will flex on you that he is one of the top listeners of DaBaby on Spotify.
I'm in the top 0.1% of the world.
Wow, is that true?
Yeah. I know. I've listened to more DaBaby than pretty much anyone on the planet.
More than DaBaby?
Yeah. Probably. I probably know his songs better than he knows them. You got a million.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Can you put that as one of the factoids on social this week, is that you're that big of a listener to DaBaby?
Yeah, I can probably dig up the
screenshot. Show me a screenshot of that. I would like to see where that analytics is exactly on Spotify.
It comes in like it'll just pop up once in a while.
Like when YouTube's listening. Like, "Hey, Wanya, do you want to keep watching this 800-hour documentary still?" I'm like, "Yes, shut up."
I'm not in the top 0.1%. I'm in the top 0.05% of DaBaby listeners.
Wow. I'll hit you guys with the thing right now. I'm sending
you. He has like three songs. Like, how do you
which like, are really one song them over and over and over again, or what?
I spent over 3,000 minutes listening to DaBaby in the last year.
Oh my god.
Wow.
What is going on?
Wow. That is okay. Let's
break. What is your top DaBaby track, Shug?
No, it was Find My Way.
That's two full days of DaBaby.
My top five were Find My Way, Pop Star with Kevin Gates, Vibes, yep, Intro, and Oprah's Bank Account.
Oh, Little Yachty.
So yeah, that's
Yachty. Yachty doesn't get enough respect. He got like trashed on forever. His like second album, but he's actually good and he's fucking hilarious on TikTok.
Who are you? This is great.
He's very creative. His album is very different from your typical and like you could tell when he came out with Broccoli, that song was just weird, but it stuck in your head. Yeah. And yeah, like there's a song by Lil Yachty called Bring It Back on that one disc where he's sitting in the audience. Yeah. I don't even know what it's called.
I love
but
that
this
track.
Song is like it's like a hip hop version of like an old, like maybe 70s style song. It's one of the best. If you like, everybody go download it. Bring It Back, Lil Yachty. It's awesome.
If we're also dropping our favorite Lil Yachty tracks, the one he did with Diplo called Forever Young is a smash. An absolute smash.
A lot of Forever Youngs out there. That's a good one though.
Great.
Yeah,
I'm downloading both these songs right now. Little Yachty's getting a message that he's banging in Edmonton.
Yeah. you're thinking of the album of Teenage Emotions?
Yeah, Teenage Emotions is the album.
Bring It Back.
I watched a video of him making a PB&J sandwich on TikTok the other day, and it was fucking hilarious.
My favorite TikTok thing he did is he would just go around his house and flex how cool like the technology was on his nonsense shit. So he'd be like, look at my fucking toaster. And it's got like a touch screen. He like clicks around on it. But like in some of them, like his mom or whatever will like be in the background. He'll be like, what? It's so good.
Is this Yachty or DaBaby?
Yachty.
I like the relationship that him and Drake have. They do some funny videos, you know, like obviously the one that's the meme where it's they're all working in the Apple store type of thing. Yeah, and Yachty's trying to get the laptop to work and Drake comes and fixes it for him. And people have made lots of memes for that. But Oprah's bank account's also quite funny. He makes fun of himself a lot.
Yachty has a cool voice. Like even just his talking voice is so different than anybody else. And I think that like he's very, very good. Very good. Love Little Yachty.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see when Joe Budden was telling him off because he doesn't know what type of record contract he has? And then like the day after the podcast, Little Yachty's manager put out that he made like, I can't remember what it was, like $12 million in 8 months or something. Don't worry about it. If I don't know my type of record deal, I'm rich as shit, Joe Budden.
You guys follow a little bit of what Joe Budden did to his own podcast this last week?
No, but
he's
I do follow
really,
the podcast.
Really like popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a really popular podcast. And basically like his two co-hosts were just like, hey, you got the Spotify deal. Like, can you tell us the particulars of it? Like, what does it mean for us? And Joe Budden just kept being like, you don't need to worry about that. You guys get a paycheck. You're fine. You don't need to worry about the particulars of this shit. And so then like they took a couple days off because they were arguing a lot. They came back and like his two co-hosts just kind of like pushed his buttons and he fired them right on the podcast. Just said, okay, you two are done. You're like, and wow. People got fucking rattled. Like it was a guy just showing little to no emotion for, you know, a relationship based podcast and just firing his two co-hosts who were not nothing. They were like,
no, not at all
part of the show.
So, Joe Budden's a weird dude though, man. Like I feel like he's the mad rapper. Remember the mad rapper that used to be on Puff Daddy skits and shit and Mace albums and stuff?
Yeah.
Joe Budden's just mad at all of his guests. He's mad at the industry. He's mad at his song, Pump It Up. Everything's mad, 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 mad.
Yeah. Do you remember when he got mad at Migos?
Yeah.
and he like almost got in a fight with them on set of an interview. Like,
and like, I would rather watch
weird,
camps with Nori. And Nori is like giving everyone their flowers and is like, good for you, good for you, good for you, good for you. And Joe Budden's like, fuck you. Like, what? Shut up, Joe Budden. Jesus.
Playoff hockey, eh, boys?
Yeah. So playoff hockey.
Chalmers, you mentioned some good memes that are going around. I don't know if anyone else has seen this. I'm assuming we have because the Nation account posted it. But Mark Scheifele brought two goats to practice and he's nicknamed them, I think, or he's named them Michael Jordan and Tom Brady. But I love the joke that Josh Park threw out. That was nice of Mark Scheifele to pose with Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid before the series. That was a good one. Yeah, we're a couple of days away from Oilers and Jets. And honestly, I'm a little irked that this series isn't starting earlier because I'm watching Florida-Tampa be unreal. I'm watching Washington-Boston be highly entertaining as well. And now we have to like sit here and like tap our hands until Wednesday for this series to get going. Like, come on. Give it a shot.
So last night I was watching the amazing, amazing Panthers-Lightning game. Yes. And it was so much fun. It was back and forth. The crowd was going bananas. And then they promoed the Flames and Canucks game that was coming on right after.
That was
and
the real.
And did that make me laugh? It's just what an anticlimactic thing to go to after that.
Oh, yeah. I know. But I said, so I didn't watch. I had that game going on as I was just doing work around the house. And, you know, I thought it looked kind of like nobody really gave a shit, but there's a fight in the game. Like, what are you fighting for? Number one, but 5-1, I look and it's Calgary winning 5-1 in the third period. And I walk back downstairs and I come up like 15 minutes later and it's 5-5. I'm like, what has happened here? Is this a good game or something? Did anybody even remotely stick around for more than 1 minute of it?
Someone tweeted me
game of the season.
Someone tweeted me and said they lost out on a potential $2,000 winning parlay because the Flames blew that lead.
Ooh. Why are you betting on that game?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to get too down a betting rabbit hole, but during the Florida-Tampa game, so Florida comes out, they score 2 quick goals, they're up 4-3. I went and I said, you know what, this game is going to overtime. So I went and put a little bit of money on the game to go to overtime. The odds were plus 12,000. So it was 120-1, 12-1 were the odds. Fuck me, I'm all scrambled. 12-1 were the odds.
You're Chuck math.
Yeah, I bet on it, thinking it was for the game to go to overtime. I bet on draw. And turns out I made a mistake, and I actually bet on the third period to be a draw.
Oh.
But that's what happened. So I accidentally lucked my way into like well over $100.
Wow.
That's kind of
I made
nice.
This bet your M Chuck and it was for $50 for the Oilers to win the cup. And then I never paid the guy yet. So even if I don't get it, I still don't have to do anything. It's called an infinite hedge.
But if the Oilers win the cup and you haven't paid me by Wednesday, you're not getting the
but
money.
But I will pay you by Wednesday. I should have paid you by now. I'm just being an asshole.
We had like 3 texting conversations about it on the
Yeah, man. There must be a problem at the bank. I'll have to call them. But until then, I have a fucking free $50.
Yeah, fair enough.
How did you guys perceive the fans in the crowd? What was your guys'
It's electric.
Thoughts?
It's
lucky.
Unreal.
They're lucky.
Unbelievable, hey?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wait till you see Nashville and wait till you see Vegas. Like, well, they did play in Vegas, but they've got a decent amount of people in the building there.
But isn't Nashville going to have like 10 or 11,000?
Yeah.
Like, that Smashville is going to be rocking.
It's going to be smashing.
And it's weird because that we're in where we're at right now. Just there was no fans at all in Canada. It's just I turned on the game last night and I honestly thought for a second I was watching a replay just because it hasn't sunk in yet.
Yeah.
Some people are allowed to go have fun.
It took me a minute, too. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be weird for those guys playing in Nashville in front of 10 to 12,000 and then going to Colorado and not having like I don't know if Colorado's maybe having like 2 or 5,000, but it's a big difference. Like you saw in the first couple games, there was still actually sets of the sections tarped off and people just sporadically placed around the arena in like the, you know, in the Boston Washington game, for instance. And then, you see people all over each other in the Florida series. Like it's so cool. I just love seeing it. But
now theoretically you're M-Chuck. Let's pretend the Oilers allowed 2000 people to go to the cup final.
Yeah.
How would they pick?
I think you do priority draw for people who held season seats for the first like 70 to 80% of them. And then you do an open draw for the public for the final 20%. I think that's the fair way to do it. As a business, you want to reward your season ticket holders. I know that'll bring up a lot of people who are like, oh, Kevin Lowe, tier 1, tier 2. But like, I think the Oilers would probably go to their season ticket holders.
They definitely deserve.
You commit to the whole year.
Yeah.
You get a better chance.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I hope they let us in. We're Oilers Nation guys. We're good guys.
It'd be interesting. Like I was looking, the price for Knicks playoff tickets are in like the $1,400 range. Like it's insane. And I wonder in Edmonton if they were like, if those
like
got
face
out.
Face value $1,400?
No, I think that was like resale value. I don't quote me on that though. But still, I wonder if the Oilers put out tickets and we're like, all right, it's, you know, conference finals. They have permission to play in Canada. And the government just says, fuck it. You can jam 2,500 in there. How big
do those sell for on the secondary market? It'd be insane,
lots.
I'd be sitting there in the press lots. Row laughing.
Like lots.
yeah, it would like easily over. You'd probably get some going for a grand a ticket for a.
Get us credentialed. Get us credentialed, Remchuk, and get us credentialed in the area where we can drink.
There is no area there where you can drink.
Well, you got to find it, and you got to
bring in our own booze, Jay. We're bringing reverse catheters.
Excellent.
Oh. Where where it flows into us, not out.
Yes. That's weird.
Never heard of a reverse catheter?
No, I haven't.
Well, maybe if DaBaby rapped about one, you'd hear about it.
Yep. But, okay.
I could not be more surprised about that statistic than if you told me that you had a third foot.
I'm also a really big Drake fan, but I'm not that high on the Drake.
Yeah, me too.
I respect that. The other day I realized that I honestly think Drake has become my best rapper of all time.
Success wise, like, you can't argue against it. Like in this era,
it was Jay-Z, it was Eminem. I was thinking for a while, it was Puff Daddy for a while.
So I do yard work. I'm doing yard work all weekend, and I'm always have my earphones in. And I usually just put it on shuffle until like one song hits, and then three times it was a Drake song. And I went back and re-listened to like his most recent two albums that came out.
Man, Dark Lane demo tapes was good.
Dude, he's got some verses in there. And like one of the funniest is when he constantly is involving his dad recently in those.
Yeah.
And so like the one verse where he's just like, my dad once said that Michael could never sing like Michael and Michael could never play basketball like Michael.
No.
And basically, I don't know what the exact verse was.
No, it was Mike rap never like tried Pac. To rap like Pac. Pac never tried to sing like Mike. Those are my dad's words to me.
Yeah.
If he gave me advice, if he were to give me advice or whatever. Yeah.
Fuck, was he wrong? Just like
I saw Drake on
biggest Trey songs.
I saw Drake on Lil Wayne's Young Money Radio podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, how's your dad doing? Lil Wayne asked him, starts laughing. Like you can tell he thinks that Drake's dad is the funniest guy ever. And Drake was like, oh yeah, I ran into him or I was talking to him. And he's like playing this song for me. And I was like, when are you going to put this out? And Drake's dad was like, no, this isn't for everybody. This is for the vault. And Drake's like saying like, you have to put music out, dad. I'm Drake. I'm telling you what to do. And his dad's like, no, I know better than you do. Like, I know better than you, guy who has more hits than the Beatles, how I'm going to manage my imaginary career. It's so funny.
All right. We have spent a lot of time on the music and a lot of time on cats, which was weird.
Call this one Wanye would listen to.
The podcast Wanye would listen to?
Would actually listen to. Yeah, because this has been a very good podcast.
Nothing to do with playoffs?
No, I love playoffs, but we haven't seen any playoffs. We have an unreasonable delay in playoff hockey.
We got a Pajitsi show episode coming up. I'm excited.
This is the playoff hype episode. That's why I'm drawing a line right now and doing an ad read for our friends at Twig and Berries. And you know all about them. I talk about them twice a week on this podcast. Great products. They shop local, all that good stuff. Free shipping over $75 in Canada. And they got the promo code NATION15, which saves you 15%. But it gets better. They're running a sale right now. All board shorts and nutsack underwear are buy two, get one free. If you were to order that twice, you would have six pairs of underwear. That is awesome. I mean, pretty much enough to get you through an entire week. One whole week of nutsack underwear. That sounds good to me. Take advantage of it. Twigandberries.ca. Also follow them on Twitter and Instagram at twigandberriesca. Shout out to Twig and Berries. All right, yeah, let's get hyped for the playoffs here. We teased this for the last couple of episodes. We said we're going to review our predictions from the beginning of the season. And that is what we are going to do now. I've gone back into the vault. I have added them up. I've looked at all our predictions. And we are going to dig through what we said and look at how wrong we all were, except for Bag Milk, who I think was actually right on a lot of these.
I was also most right on.
Did you find any of my music in the vault?
No, I didn't find
any. Yeah, Drake's dad, Jay featuring Jake's dad.
JR, the rapper.
Oh, JR. Oh, it's about time since he dropped the album.
Yeah.
So the first thing we did was player points. And for McDavid points, Jay, you said we all lowballed McDavid.
Oh, not said one of us.
No, you also lowballed McDavid. Jay said 89. Wanye said 90. I said 86. Chalmers said 84. Bag Milk said 87. McDavid blew us all out of the water.
Who was most right?
You, I suppose. So you
that is
the
end of the show. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Twig and Berries.
I'm going to keep score on this. So we got one for Wanye.
One for Wanye.
End of show. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye. Have a good show. Don't listen anymore.
Next up, we did Leon Draisaitl. Jay said 80. Wanye said 103.
But remember why I said that, though?
Yeah, you
added together Connor's number and Leon's number and subtracted the year.
Yep. And it almost worked. I said 69. Nice. Chalmers nice. Said 76 and Bag Milk said 77. This segment's going to involve me doing a lot of math, but he finished with 84.
Thank
so
you.
That means Jay would get a point there.
Bravo. Yeah. Bravo.
Nice one.
Well done.
Come at me, bro.
Drake's dad
on fire.
Ryan Nugent Hopkins. We had so much faith in our boy Nuggy. And it did not go very well for our young man. Jay said 54. Wanye said 75. I said
63. Right in the mix.
Chalmers said 49. Bag Milk said 57. Charles, you're getting the point here because you were the lowest. And yeah. Nuge didn't hit any of those.
How many points did he get?
He finished the year with 35.
Wins a win. Wins a win.
Drake's dad.
Tyson Berry. Jay said 42. Wanye said 33. I said 46. Chalmers said 38. Bag Milk said 30. He finished with 48. I almost nailed it. So I get a point there.
But good for you. Bag Milk, only one not on the board.
So next up, we did some predictions just sort of based on the Oilers season and how many points would they get. Jay said 68. Wanye said 69. I said 63. Chalmers said 68. Bag Milk said 65. That's a point from Wanye. The Oilers surprised us. They broke that 70-point mark, which is incredibly impressive. One of their best points percentages in a year in franchise history.
I'm mad at myself.
Well, some of us are Oilers fans, and some of us are Drake's dad fans.
Where they'd finish, Jay and Wanye had him in first. Chalmers and I had him in third. Bag Milk had him in second. Ding, ding. Point for Bag Milk.
Way to go.
Fine, I'm on the board.
I should get credit for picking first and believing.
No. You don't.
How many wins would they get against the Calgary Flames? The Oilers finished the year with 6 wins against the Flames. Jay had 7. Wanye said all 10.
Nice.
I also said 7. Chalmers said 5. Bag Milk was 6.
Boom.
Whoa.
The comeback kid. Here it goes.
Drake's dad.
Here it goes.
In terms of the longest losing streak of the season, none of us are going to get a point here. I said they would lose 5 in a row at one point. Everyone else said they would lose 4 in a row at one point, but the most they lost in a row was actually only 3.
Toronto.
Three.
Yeah.
So do we give a point to all 4 people who said 4 except for me?
Yes,
for sure.
Give me that point.
Okay, fine.
Okay, but it's still in the final standings. That's a Wanye Bag Milk tie for first. With JR and Chalmers in second and Yaremchuk in third and last.
The professional media guy.
Is
that the end with no more predictions?
Nope. We have 4 more. 4 more.
Nice.
Oh, I thought we only had 8.
We're coming down to the wire here.
My bad.
Who would beat Edmonton or who would Edmonton beat the most? So who would Edmonton rack up the most wins against?
No one got it.
No one predicted the Ottawa Senators.
Really?
Yeah, that's shocking.
We all tried to get too cute. Jay said Winnipeg. Wanye obviously had to go with Calgary. And then the rest of us, the 3 of us said Montreal.
So right now, the category of no points is tied with Wanye and Bag. No, for first.
An empty chair defeated us all.
Yeah, so far.
And then we said, who would beat Edmonton the most? I said Winnipeg. Yikes. Jay said Montreal. Bag Milk said Calgary. And Wanye and Chalmers said Toronto. And Toronto would be the correct pick.
Drake's dead.
Next up, we did some goaltending takes. Oh, my God. I was so wrong on all of these. We said over under a 917 save percentage for Mikko Koskinen.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was sending positive vibes, wasn't I?
Damn. Yeah, so was I. Jay and I took the over, but everyone else gets a point for taking the under.
Oh, you coward. Oh,
who didn't get points there? JR and Remchuk?
Yeah. Yep. And the next one here.
He's done it to me again, Mikko.
I can't believe we are this low on him. Over under 21.5 starts for Mike Smith. Not even wins, starts.
Oh, no.
He won more than that. Mike Smith this season, I'm pulling it up right now. He walked out of this thing with 32 starts and a 21-6-2 record. I had under, Jay had under, Chalmers had under, but the other, Bag Milk and Wanye had over.
Why would I do that? Why did I believe in you, Miko?
Wow.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
So is that it?
That's
January J. You're an idiot.
We got a winner. We got a winner. In last place, JR and Yaremchuk tied with one correct answer out of 12.
Impressive.
Who got who can get into the games during the pandemic?
In one third for 12? Place, third place with 3, Chalmers. Second place with 4, Bag Milk. Wanda no! wins with 5 correct.
No, I never win.
You sure did this time.
Oh, wow. Yaremchuk?
I'm proud of you.
I'm stunned.
And you didn't even take it seriously. Annoying.
Yeah.
That means we've had a very strange year.
You didn't even write it down, anything. You were just like, ah, yeah, this one.
I just wanted to get Connor's points right. This is why everybody needs to play playoff drafts, right?
Drafts.com, please.
Get over there and pick all Oilers and share in the bounty because they're going deep and no one's going to see it coming.
I challenge everybody to beat me. I've been posting on Twitter. I'm happy to see a bunch of names coming in. NationDrafts.com. See if you can beat Bag Milk Fantasy Warlord. I bet you can't.
Okay, say
my
it again.
My team's called Wanye Loves Connor.
Where do we go?
NationDrafts.com, Chalmers. It'll take you a couple of seconds. You'll pick out some players from some boxes, and you'll test your luck.
So even though the playoffs have started, you can still enter?
Oh, yeah.
We just launched it today.
Nice.
Playoffs don't start till others play.
Fair enough. I don't see anything wrong with that. No,
Financial are sponsoring this draft, and anyone who signs up, you're eligible to get like a $25 deposit towards a savings account, high interest savings account, or like a $25 credit on a credit card through Neo. So Neo wants to hook you up. So stay tuned in the emails, the updated emails with more information.
Can I have both of your sign up credits to Neo Financial, and so I can pay your Yaremchuk my Stanley Cup bet?
Well, yeah, you sign up. That's halfway there.
Yeah, perfect. Your M check, that's coming to you. Neo Financial.
I'll co-sign.
Perfect. There's
I'm just going to get a credit card.
For a student credit card?
First 25 is on us, your M check. What? I don't want this.
You mean the last 25? You take 30 years to spend $25 on it?
Maybe. Let the interest build up.
Give me a single paperclip, Staples. Just one. No need to waste.
All right. Before we get into our predictions for the playoffs, because we did promise we were going to do that, big shout out to our friends at Manscaped who have launched the Lawnmower 4.0. And to celebrate it, I will now do a lawnmower noise.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like the playoffs starting up.
Have you ever used a lawnmower before?
Just wait. What's that? My phone's ringing. Oh, hello, Manscaped. You want to cancel? Oh,
shit. That's clearly a chainsaw noise.
Yeah. Or a dirt bike.
And I cut out.
Whew. All right. Lawnmower 4.0 is out now. You can save 20% and get free shipping with the promo code REALLIFE at manscaped.com. They also have the Peak Hygiene Plan. They have so much stuff going on the website. I beg you to check it out. It looks good, and you will look good if you get in with their products. So Lawnmower 4.0, manscaped.com. We love them. And they would not cancel. I ran that by them. I said, is this a good lawnmower noise? They said, sure, we don't care, and hung up. So we're good. All right, let's get into our predictions for the playoffs here.
They must wrong number.
I got a couple of Oilers. I'm assuming all of us are, I'm not going to do like pick who's going to win the cup and all that. Cause we all want the Oilers to win. So we're skipping that one. Starting in round one, we'll go with how many games will it take for the Oilers to beat the Winnipeg Jets? Jay, I'll go to you first.
So this is why I struggle with this, because we have to respect our opponent, and we are talking, the whole fan base is talking so matter of fact right now.
Mm-hmm. Just like Chicago last year.
Oh, I know. But like, I know they're going to win. So, but still, it's just fucking, it's just the 15 year trauma inside.
Yeah.
But I'll go Oilers in, I feel like 6 is being too safe. I'm going to say 6. Fuck it.
6. I'm going to say Oilers in 5. Wanye, where are you at?
Can I pick a number lower than 4?
No. Do you want me to put you
down
for 4?
I will pick 4.
Wanye with the sweep, the prediction guy.
And you right now, you're like, what an idiot. But I will point to the regular season predictions. Who fucking won? What's up?
Bag Milk?
6.
6. Chalmers?
5.
5. You're with your M check here. All right. Next one I have
up
here.
Good.
Yeah, no, that's not good. Who will be the Oilers' unsung hero of the playoffs? Wani, I'll go to you first on this one.
So define unsung, like somebody who doesn't necessarily get the flowers they should receive.
Basically, like not McDavid or Dreisaitl.
Or
anybody.
If you will.
Mike Smith.
Is Mike Smith on the board?
Well, this is my question, right? Like, he's not Connor. He's not Leon.
I would say it's got to be.
I would say he's unsung. He's,
he got more fucking wins than we thought he'd have starts.
I know, but,
but he's already proven going into the playoffs.
So he's gone from.
Like, let's frame it like this, like we did on Oilers Nation Radio then. Who will be like this year's Fernando Pisani, who they score some huge goals, have a great playoffs, but we didn't see it coming? Archibald. Jay?
Torn between young and old.
I'm saying James Neal, so I'll jump in right now and take Neal. Oh,
so that was okay. Perfect. You're making this easy for me. Ryan McLeod.
Wow.
Ooh.
Bold. I'm taking Alex Chiasson. I'm taking Chiasson off the board. He was the answer. He could be again.
He could be. He's going to get the ice time for sure.
Old Ali Che. Chalmers?
I'm going to have some faith in my young man who I really shouldn't have faith in, but I'm going YAML.
I like that.
I like that pick, Chalmers.
I think he could score some big goals.
Sorry, my Wi-Fi cut out there. What was Chalmers' answer?
Yeah,
Drake's dad. Oh,
Drake's Aubrey's father. What's his
Dennis
name?
Graham?
Dennis Graham.
Yeah,
and that is translates into who?
Yamamoto.
Ah, nice.
All right. Who will the Oilers play in the second round? Toronto or Montreal? I'm going to flip the order. Charles.
So are we on division winners? Okay. I'll go east.
No, that's not what I asked. I said, who will the Oilers play in the second round?
Not one of those single words came out of
there. Oh, in the second round. That wasn't even one of the questions. You said, who will the Oilers play in the Stanley Cup final?
Well,
I mean, who's going to win the FedEx
Cup?
I love it.
No. I didn't write this down. It is going to be Toronto. We will be playing Toronto in the second round.
Yep. JR?
I'm going Montreal because fuck Toronto.
I'm also going Montreal. Wanya,
if Carey Price can get hot, Montreal can't score, but that's okay. As long as Carey Price is hot and the big, heavy, mean guys are big, heavy, and mean, I think they can wear him down.
I think Toronto's going to have a really good first round. All the Leafs fans are going to get ahead of themselves. They're like, oh, now the others are playing the Leafs and Matthews is going to crush Connor. I think Connor is going to break their spirits.
Bag milk
in the second round.
Fuck Toronto. I'm saying Montreal.
Woo! We are a majority Montreal podcast. I like that.
I love it. Majority
we're all
Montreal.
Dreamers is what we're saying here.
Yeah. There are.
I think that was an easy point for me. Anyways, go.
You need it.
There are three other divisions. We're not going to pick each series. We're just going to guess who will come out of each division. So in the, I'm going to include the sponsor name. So in the Mass Mutual East Division, you have Pittsburgh, the Islanders, Boston, and Washington. I am picking, even though they're down 1-0 in the series, I'm going with my boy Halsey and the Boston Bruins.
You
would.
Wow. Bag milk, who would you take?
Wow. Wow.
Washington.
Okay. Not bad. I can respect that.
If 59-year-old Craig Anderson can third string QB or QB goalie can carry them, which was impressive.
Jay, who are you going with out of Pittsburgh, Washington, Boston, and the Islanders?
Come on, Jay.
Yeah, I should probably go Wash, but I'm going to go with the Islanders.
Oh, slap in the face.
Charles?
Cats.
Another Washington pick. All right, one.
I bet on the Caps to win the Cup, to be clear.
Washington,
Jason, New York Islanders, perfect. The next one we got up here is the Discover Central. Carolina, Nashville, Florida, Tampa. Tampa dodged a bullet in game one against Florida. I like what they have going on. I think they're going to be a tough out. I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Lightning for my pick.
So brave.
Yeah, so brave.
And all 100 million of their payroll going into the playoffs.
All right, Jay, who are you taking then?
Taking Carolina.
Carolina? Bag milk?
I'm going to take Tampa based on their amazing cap circumvention.
Yes, it's amazing.
Wanye?
Tampa.
Tampa again, another vote for Tampa. Charles?
Tampa.
and another one for Tampa. So basically, it's everyone taking Tampa except for Jay. And the last division is the Honda West Division. Colorado with St. Louis, Vegas with Minnesota. I'm saying it right now, the Avs will make easy work of the Blues, and they'll be nice and rested to take on either Vegas or Minnesota. So I am going with the Avalanche coming out of that division. I'll start with you, Wanya. Who are you taking?
The Avalanche as well.
All right. Chalmers?
Well done. Avs.
Avs. Jay?
Avs.
Avs. Bagged milk.
Just to be different, I'll say Vegas.
Oh, boo.
I don't think that's a bad pick at all.
Vegas is good, but I find them, especially after like the last playoffs, they're kind of arrogant, aren't they?
A little bit. I think that this series against Minnesota is going to give them a dose of humility that they will.
Oh, they got humiliated.
Yeah, but I also think they're going to be playing a lot of hockey, a lot of overtime games, if that last game was any indication. And that's
Somebody's
a lot
gotta
of
be
minutes.
Different. Somebody's got to be different here.
Chandler. No, I get it. I like it, but I think the Avs right now is just one of those teams, man.
Are we going to do the North?
Who's coming out of the North?
Yeah.
Well, aren't we all picking Edmonton?
Huzzah!
I was going to, so yeah.
Oh, John, well, I knew most of us were. Chalmers was the wild card to me.
I figured Joe Budden you off this podcast if you don't pick the Oilers to win.
I know what's good for me.
I figured we were all picking Edmonton to come out of the North because naturally. We all have our final four. Wanya has Washington, Colorado, Tampa, and I have Boston, so on, so on. You just heard it all. Who will Edmonton play in the Stanley Cup final? So out of your final three, who advances to take on the Edmonton Oilers? And it can be any of those three because of the reseeding.
It's so difficult. I'll go first.
Sure.
Tampa.
We get an Edmonton, Tampa. Jay?
So you guys couldn't see the logic I was trying to display here, but this is going to be the 06 redemption matchup, Oilers, Carolina. Let's go.
What?
I'm going
perfect
to add.
Perfect Stanley Cup final going into the ESPN year.
Oh, yeah. My God.
should the
really
Oilers,
get those eyeballs.
Should the Oilers get cheated out of a deep playoff run? This is also your Stanley Cup pick. So bold of Jay to pick the Hurricanes to win the Stanley Cup. I am going to go with the Boston Bruins. It's Halsey against the Oilers.
Let it go.
What go? They're a good team.
They are.
They're a fucking wagon, man. Like, I know they lost game one, but I have faith in this Bruins team. I think they're good. Bag milk?
Tampa.
Farts. Wanya.
Fart noise. Who are my options again?
Washington, Colorado, or Tampa?
Man, oh man, Washington.
That'd be a fun series.
Whoa, who are they playing?
Just be a mind-blowing.
Sorry. I blanked out there.
Alrighty. So there you go. There's all of our picks here. I wasn't sure if we wanted to get into like specific Oilers ones, but again, we all think they're going to dominate the Jets.
Yes, of course. Do it.
Yeah, we want to do like specific Oilers ones?
Of course.
But first,
we
round,
could even
we
do
revisit?
Like what okay. ON Radio, what we did was, so we all put a bunch of us put some money down.
Yeah.
Kind of like me and your M-Track did on that bet for $50 for the Oilers to win the cup. Yep.
So just around the horn real quick, would you do the over or the under on 10.5 points for McDavid in series one?
Over in four.
That's so tough. If they play four or five games, like that is high output. But if they play six.
There lies the question.
I'm going with under. I'll bet you has like a three-point game and then maybe a two-point game and then another two-point game. And then a one-point game, and it puts him at the under, and we played four or five games. I just don't think he's going to – I don't know, man. That's a scary one, but I'm going to go under.
I'm going over, and here's my thinking, is that I believe there's going to be one game where the Oilers torch the Jets. Like, I think they're winning the series, so they're winning four games. And I think it's safe to say that in the four wins, he will get 2 points, and I think he has one game where he goes nuts and gets four. And that puts you at 10, and then 1 point in the game they lose, it's 11, it's over. There you go.
Life's too short to bet the under. I'm going over.
Yeah. Jay, what'd you end up picking?
You know what? It's not about professional opinion right now. It's playoffs, so it's about your fucking heart. So
amen.
So. Well, now I want to pick the over.
Well, no, you can't. You're the only one on the under. Good one.
Fuck. He's probably right, but
I'm picking under just because I don't think the series is going to go that long.
Oh, okay. You're going under.
That's honestly my only thinking. That's my thinking. Like, he'll have right around 9 or 10.
Dreisaitl's line was set at 9.5.
Over.
So Bag Milk's going over. Mm. I'm going under that one, actually.
How dare you?
I think he'll get 4 goals and 4 assists, but he won't hit 10 points.
Yeah,
I'm going under again.
Yeah, I agree with you. Under.
Under. Wanya, over under 9.5 for Dreisaitl?
Under, just because it's going to be a short series.
Fair enough. This one, I think, gets a little bit more interesting with the short series. It's Ryan Nugent-Hopkins over under 4.5.
Over.
Under.
Over.
I'm going over on that one.
I'm going over as well.
Yeah. Under for me.
If Oilers are rolling, it's over. And they need to roll.
All right. Here's just a fun bonus one. Who will score the Oilers' first overtime winner of this playoff run? This will be the last Oilers one.
Winner.
This would like go this whoever picked Chase on should probably go with him for
me,
that.
I was just going to say he is the answer. It's Alex Chase.
Chase on. I'm going to say it is actually going to be Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Oh, bless you. You're flirting.
I'm going to go with my breakout star for the Oilers, Yamamoto.
Yamo.
I Wanya? Can't believe you guys. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Wanya. I'll go last.
Wanya?
What the hell? Sorry, I didn't realize you guys. I lost audio there, kids.
Who's going to score the Oilers' first OT winner of the playoffs?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were still doing player over-unders. First overtime winner, well, Connor McDavid by Thunder.
Jay?
I think it's cute. You all forgot we had a blue line. I'm going Darnell Nurse.
That'd be Darryl.
Oh, that could be huge.
All right, there you go. We got 4 Oilers predictions and kind of 4 areas we hit on in the top one as well. So we got.
I'd like to throw a question out, not one that sure. we write down, but just to hear everyone's thoughts. Do you like your M-Chuck, the 2017 Oilers lineup or the 2021 Oilers lineup better?
This one was DM'd to us. I don't know if it was on Real Life or Oilers Nation Radio, but someone asked the question of who would win if you were to put them up against each other, the 2017 Ooh. Oilers or this year's Oilers. And the 2017 Oilers, I would give a goaltending advantage to because Cam Talbot was just on another level that season. It was nuts. So I give a slight edge to Cam Talbot over this year's Mike Smith. I didn't even look into the numbers, but just kind of in the way he was rolling, I loved Cam Talbot that year. The Oilers' blue line this year, I think, is better. Even though they don't have Klefbom, Darnell Nurse has emerged as this, like, I mean, there wasn't Klefbom Norris talk in 2017. It's kind of my point here. And Nurse had such a good year. And I think the blue line's deeper as well. Adam Larson was there for both runs. But, like, even on the third pairing, to have someone like Ethan Bear, who's playing as well as he has been for the last month or so, that's huge. Slater, Cuckoo, Caleb Jones, whoever draws in, I think that's fine as well. Larson and Kulikov gives you a legit second shutdown D. Tyson Berry's there to rack up points as well. I think the blue line's better. And up front, I don't see how you can argue that the 2017 forward group was better than this one because you still have McDavid and Dreisaitl. But like 2017 was Leon Dreisaitl's coming out party. And now he's an established superstar in the NHL. Yeah. McDavid's on a whole different level. They got Nuge is still there. They got Yamo and Puljujarvi. 2021 Oilers better than 2017.
I'm looking forward to seeing Puljujarvi in the playoffs because that big boy, he's going to be a tough ticket to handle for Winnipeg. If he parks himself in front of the net the way he has over the last, say, what, 20 games or so, I got a feeling he could also score some big goals for this team.
So the only takeaway that 100%. I had from the last game that we played this season was I wanted to see time on ice. And I think it was Slater Cuckoo's first game back, right? Yeah. He played the most minutes by far. He played like 23 minutes that game, right?
That's by design.
And yeah, and then the person that was next to him was like, I think Nurse had something like 22 minutes. But I know that was by design. So when you say Caleb Jones or Cuckoo slating in, doesn't that just make you think it's going to be Cuckoo?
Today at practice, it was Cuckoo.
Is the Cowboy skating?
He was skating as an extra, and Cassian was skating in a contact sweater, but he was skating with the fifth line, so the guys who aren't expected to play.
So he's still a ways away.
He was wearing a contact sweater and taking part in main group practice, so I'd say he's close.
Like to game one?
No. Like I'm thinking game 3 would be like my target date for Cassian to come back.
If we're going to talk about game 3, can I also ask a question? Do you play Mike Smith in the back-to-backs?
Mikko Koskinen, I love the guy. I'm a big Koskinen supporter. I was on the over 917 save percentage train. I think some Oilers fans give him a bad reputation when he is like his contract sucks. That's not his fault, but he played stinky down the stretch. He was not good in those last couple appearances. No. So I think unless you're up 3-0, that's the only point I think you even have the conversation. Otherwise, it's Smith and both of them.
That's why they should have done, because he was so stinky, they should have given Stalock one game.
Are we saying stinky now? Because
that doesn't change anything.
I like
what are you talking about? Stalock,
oh, stinky as hell.
Stalock was good for the Wild last year.
Okay, last Stalock hasn't played hockey all year, and giving him one meaningless, giving him one start in a meaningless game against the Canucks, that doesn't change me wanting the guy in the, like, even if he played good, I'd be like, eh, he's barely played hockey. You can't trust
okay,
that.
Okay, so let me paint this picture for you. Smith lays an egg one game, just say, and I don't think he will, but he might. We put in Koskinen. He's even worse. What do you do?
You're fucked. You're eliminated at that point. Like,
oh, this is in one game. So say Smith lets in 3 goals in the first period. Koskinen goes in and lets in like 5 more.
Kep. Oh no!
You write it off. You move on. You go to Mitzi's. You have some tendies, and you move
so,
on.
You go right back to Smith. Yeah, the only situation
I agree
where...
with that, but who's his backup?
Fucking Koskinen still. Like,
fuck. Are you...
If okay, let's say we're in a situation where Mike's
cute.
Mike Smith plays game. Mike Smith. I hate that we're talking about this. Mike Smith gets lit up in game one. I don't.
What is this? Bullshit.
How dare you?
Or okay. Mike Smith is rock solid in all games, and we move on to the next
round. Okay. But then let's we have to to talk Stalock.
Well, is it?
It is. Okay.
Do you feel confident seeing Mikko Koskinen at all during this playoff run? In
if it gets to a point, if Mike Smith gets lit up in games one and games two, and you feel the need to go to Koskinen for game three, if he's bad in game three, you're down 3-0, and nothing matters. You're going home. So Stalock's irrelevant. You're not starting him over Koskinen now, and you wouldn't have even if you gave him a start against Vancouver and he played okay.
Okay. So let's say Mike Smith gets sick and has to miss a game.
Yeah.
Let's not
do we have
to
say this?
Yeah.
Why are we focusing
this is,
on
this? This is upsetting.
The universe doesn't need
this kind of negativity.
I have literally, no. Mike Smith's going to carry the mail. The question was, is he going to do the back-to-back? I should say he should because Mikko's that bad.
He's not that bad. He had a couple bad games. For a 12-game stretch
there. I thought
there,
you he said like, he was stinky.
Yeah, he was stinky. He was stinky in the last two, but
that's
he's
worse
not
than bad. Stinky is worse than bad.
Wow.
In the last handful of starts. But before
what
that,
was
he put
save percentage.
In those that last three, it was stinky. But if you go back, if you go from like February 1 onwards, when he was used as a backup, which he is, he's a backup, he had like a 930 save percentage or whatever. Like he was really good.
899.
Right. I've got
that's
his
not what
last
I said, Jay.
5 appearances. Are you ready?
Stink.
April 28th versus the Winnipeg Jets, 967. Fantastic.
Yes.
May 3rd against the Vancouver Canucks, 870. No bueno. Stink. May 6th versus the Vancouver Canucks, 0.
Classic. Stinky. Classic Mikko.
May 10th versus the Montreal Canadiens, 893. That's where he gave up that dog shit goal to tie things up to go into overtime. And then against Vancouver on Saturday, it was a 902.
Okay. So what I was getting at here and the point I want to make is what, like Mikko got played like crazy through 13 games to start the year, started every game or whatever it was, right? That's not who he is. I'm never going to argue Mikko Koskinen should be this team's starting goalie, but everyone wants to act like he's an AHL level goaltender. And that's not true from February 1 onwards. This is including the last games where he was stinky. And I acknowledge that he had a save percentage of 903 and a goals against average of 298. Out of in the NHL, there were
it's not going to win you a playoff game.
I know, but that's not what I'm getting at here. In the NHL, from February 1 onwards, there were 65 goaltenders who played at least 10 games. Mikko Koskinen in save percentage ranked 34th. He's a middle of the road backup goaltender. That's all Mikko Koskinen is. But people get like hissy every time he has a couple bad starts. But like lots of goalies around the league have a couple bad starts. Do I want to trust him in a playoff game? Not really, but he's still a better option than Stalock, and he had a good run. His last start against the Jets, Bagnuk just said it, 967 save percentage. When he's on,
did you hear the one
really
where he
good.
Had zero?
Okay, and I'll list off five where he was great and won them the game.
I like the zero one.
Zero is epic.
The zero was hilarious. I just think that people shit on Mikko because they think it's funny.
I don't want to shit on Mikko. Trust me. I'm a believer. Well, I was going into the season, I was bullish on him, but he has broken my confidence.
When he's been a starter, or sorry, when he's been a backup, which is what he should be, the contract sucks. That's not Mikko Koskinen's fault. He signed
Never
to a bad contract.
The contract.
But I feel like a lot of people do because they go, oh, he's a $4.5 million backup. Okay, he's a backup. Yeah. And when you look at the numbers from when he was used as a backup, he is a decent backup in the NHL. He's
if he plays one out of 10 games.
If he plays two or three out of 10, he's good.
I might think he's overworked.
I don't know. I just listen. It's not going to come to that because
Mike Smith is starting every game. No, Mike Smith starting. Well, it was more geared around the back to back. So
I wouldn't do it unless you're up 3-0. Then I'd have a conversation. But even then, I would want to just put away the Jets and have some rest.
Well, I think. Is this still the podcast you want to listen to? Oh, he left.
Chances are this is why TCAS gave this a 5-star review. And he says, I have become addicted to the ridiculous crap that spews out of your food holes. I find myself starting to get the shakes while waiting for your next pod to come out. Have an idea for Oodle Noodle when you're moving to Calgary. Let me know. That's TCAS.
Yes.
Thank you.
Was that all the reviews? We just got
That's
one?
That's all the new ones. Yep.
Okay. Well, then that seems like a good spot to end the podcast for the week on a positive review.
When is the Oilers game?
Wednesday.
So we will God. So the next time we talk to each other, we'll be in the playoffs.
We'll be on cloud nine or we'll be fucking mad because they lost game one.
We'll be flying high on Thursday. Yeah.
Also, go Charles.
I'm off topic. It's a little off topic. So just finish your thought.
I was just going to say we have episodes of Real Life dropping Monday and Thursday. We have episodes of Oilers Nation Radio now dropping Tuesday and Friday. That's starting next week when the playoffs are actually underway. I have my pregame podcast that drops every game day, always before 2 o'clock. I promise it, usually right around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's everything you need for game day in under 20 minutes. That's my other guarantee. I never go longer than 20 minutes. So you can subscribe
to the Oilers.
Fair You're enough. I set myself up for that one. So you can subscribe to the Oilers Nation pregame podcast as well. Jay, are you guys still doing the pregame show?
Oh, yeah.
All righty. I also have an article that is almost ready to go up. I went around Canada. I asked a writer with our site in Winnipeg, a writer with our site in Toronto, and my buddy Tony Marinero from Montreal to make the case for every Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup. I got that coming out later. That'll get you ready for the playoffs. I'm also working on another article that I need to talk to the people on this podcast about once we stop recording. So that's everything that's coming up on The Nation that I can think of off the top of my head.
Who do you want me to bully online on behalf of Oilers fans for Jets people?
I don't know.
Who do you?
We'll just beat them.
Just Jets Nation's account, not go after Angus personally.
I don't think Angus deserves that.
Bag milk?
I would say that just the Jets Nation account would probably be sufficient.
Arctic Ice Hockey? What's another one called?
Yeah, something like that.
Charles, what were you going to say?
I had a lot of people reach out to me when I mentioned that I was going to set up my backyard projector and hopefully have some playoff games and some movie nights outdoors. And I set it up on Friday for the first time, and up until 9:30 when the sun went down, it was a mitigating disaster. You couldn't see a damn thing. This thing said it was an outdoor projector. It clearly is not. It made me rethink whether or not you could even have an outdoor projector, because I bought like a really fancy screen that was going to make it even brighter. I got a Shaw box out there. 9:30 rolled around. Sun started going down. We turned on the movie Mitchells versus the Machines. If you have kids, it's a brand new kids movie, Wanye, so you wouldn't get it yet.
I do have kid.
Yeah, but he ain't watching no movies yet.
Not yet.
Anyways, so we watched it. It was awesome, but it had to be dark. So if anybody knows of a projector that actually has the capability of projecting a screen outside. There's ones that say they do, but when I think about the logic behind that, it just seems impossible.
Might be easier to block out the sun, Chalmers.
Yeah, you want a projector that can defeat the sun, which is a massive ball of fire.
Yeah, but they say they can. That's the thing. Like, if you read in their write-ups, it's like outdoor projector for movie nights. But I don't think they actually anywhere say this can be watched in the middle of the day, right?
Here's why I don't trust the television industry, Chalmers. Do you remember the universal remotes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who bought one of those that had it work on their TV?
I do, actually.
No. You do?
My parents had one, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe they got a rich person one. The ones I always saw didn't connect to anything.
It's probably because they're not easy to, like, sync.
You gotta go through them codes.
Yeah, gotta go through them codes. Anyways, so that's how it went. Everybody that asked me, I've responded to a few people on Instagram just asking me how it is. But it's difficult, and I think if I really want to watch some playoff games outside, I'm going to actually have to buy a real TV. And so... That kind of sucks because the projector was big and it was nice.
Yeah. Well, help out Chalmers. Leave a review. Leave 5 stars for this podcast. Subscribe to all the other Nation podcasts as well. We are geared up and ready to go for playoff time. Fucking rights, boys.
Do you want us to hang up on you, or did you have something you wanted to say after?
After, yeah. Wait till after the extra, and then after.
Get the car flags out. I'm not seeing enough car flags.
Mine's going up today. I literally got it in my hand. We're also maybe doing... Depending on the weather tomorrow, we might have a Nation curbside pop-up at Little Brick. So you can get your playoff flags and other gear tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll announce on the socials.
Sounds good. We'll be back on Thursday to recap game one of Oilers and Jets. Enjoy it. Party responsibly, but party hard. Episode 282 of the Real Life Podcast is over.
Great job on making it through the entire hour of the Real Life Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.